Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Desmond Mallory.
And this is Evan Mallory.
And welcome back to our podcast, where we try to give you valuable information and advice in order to help provide more value to you. With that being said, today's topic is a simple one, but a meaningful one. And that is, don't let others discourage you and don't let others take advantage of you. Both can be equally detrimental to your goals, your success. It's going to get in the way of your progress, and it can even deal emotional and mental blows to you.
Yeah, basically it can hurt you more than help you.
Of course. Yeah. So, you don't want to be in that position where you start to doubt yourself and start feeling down because of other people. You don't want to feel down, or you don't want to start down yourself for any reason, especially not for other people. For example, when we first got into this whole business thing, like I said, we basically was learning off of YouTube. Went through YouTube, watched videos, and that was our whole education when it came time for business, when it came time for marketing, and when it came time for sales. We followed their instructions to the letter, and they were making these videos, you know, how to go from zero to $1,000 a month, excuse me, or more, with these simple methods. And it turned out that there was so many other competitors doing the same thing that we didn't have anything that made us any different. So it became a question of, you know, did somebody make it there before us, or make it to these people before us? And that's why we had so many problems when it came time for getting sales.
You also end up learning stuff like how many people actually do be trying to possibly even learn from YouTube videos and stuff like that, or other people like trying to go into the marketing business place, but they most likely quit after like the first time because they get discouraged and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we learned that, we did our research on that and found out that even if a person is determined that if they go about it the wrong way, they don't last 5 years before they decide to give up and go do something else. And we didn't want to end up like that, because we had faced many disappointments, but we were determined to make this work. So we tried to go and find the right information, the right sources. But back to the original topic. Well, when we took our limited knowledge, we took it on Instagram. That's what we was told to go, because that's where social media was moving toward, where they had the most engagement, they had the most interactions. We could get the most out of our marketing there.
Yeah. At the time, it felt like the best place to go and sell your stuff on.
Especially for if you were looking for to do it in a cheap manner, where you don't have to spend that much money.
Yeah.
And so we got this person. We had, as soon as we started trying to promote our stuff, we had people come out of the woodwork, like, you know, your products are great. You know, do you need a promoter, or do you want me to do promotions for you? And so, not knowing that there is a method to all this, we just said yes, because that's what we're looking for—an Instagram influencer to promote our products for us. And they got people going to the store. They got people going to our online store. We had people that were interacting with the post that they were putting up. But that's about it. They couldn't guarantee sales. No matter, and we started asking that question, can you guarantee sales? Because, you know, we can't afford to keep throwing away money if we're not getting anything in return. If we're not getting anything in return.
Yeah.
And that became the biggest issue. And so all these supposed influencers would do was tell us that we have great products they should sell, and that they show us their engagement rates about how people interacted with their posts.
And I do believe that some do say that they can guarantee sales, because I think we actually encountered a few of those.
Yeah, we encountered a couple of people who said that they can guarantee that we'd have at least a good deal of sales for that month, or for that time, for the time frame that they were promoting our products.
Yeah.
And so we were just left out when it came time. You know, we were just pretty much SOL when it came time for trying to make any type of revenue from this method. Because even though we had influencers guaranteeing us that they would be able to get us sales, it turned out that they just either had way too much faith in their followers, or they were just looking for some quick cash, and they just said what we wanted to hear in order to get our money.
Yeah, because there's many times when we actually did go with them, and they still was able to somewhat bring some people to the store, but it wasn't guaranteed that they would actually buy anything.
Yeah, especially the very last time we went out, we did the research, we found our influencer, we asked them to promote our product, and we asked them if they can guarantee sales. They told us yes, because they looked at our products and said, okay, we like what you got, you know, our people will like what you got, just show us what you want us to promote. And so we did. And they sent us over 100 and almost 200 people in a day. They sent us almost 200 people in a day, and not one sale. That really got to us.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to figure out what was wrong. That was when we took a step back. That was when we had to take a step back and try to look at things from a bird's eye point of view and see where there was a misconnection somewhere. And the only other outcome we could have seen was that it was our shop, our online store, the way it was either laid out, or the fact that it wasn't convenient enough, or something.
Yeah, I was wondering, that's because I think that was around the time when I started wondering if there's something wrong we were doing that we needed to either fix or something.
And it was a combination of things. We found out that professionally, the first thing we should have did was have them... Well, we should have been working on getting email addresses and contact information so that way we can continue marketing to these people. That was our first mistake. Excuse me. Our next mistake was that we didn't have a proper funnel. Our funnel was simply Instagram influencer, promote our product, come to our store. Check out our store online. See if you have anything that you like that you're willing to pay for, and just go through the process. Well, we later learned, which kind of was discouraging to our earlier efforts, that websites actually work against you getting money now. Like, I'm talking about, like, if you're not a big brand name that people are eager to look through what you have to offer, like, or some platform where people know that, hey, I can just look through this and see what I can get, like Amazon.
Yeah.
Unless you establish like that, you need to go for convenience. Our problem became that our website was confusing. Our website looked busy, and people would get lost, and then they get frustrated, and they just wouldn't buy from us. And that was because our website, simply, we have some featured products on the first page, and then you can just go through rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, you know, necklaces.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And just, you can browse. We don't have We don't have like pages and pages worth of stuff, but we have at least 2 or 3 pages worth of items for most of them.
Yeah, so a good bit of the items we do got in the store is like a for both. I guess you said collections.
Yeah,
most we got at least 2 to 3 pages of them.
So it was the whole them having to. They would have to have figured out that to go to the search bar, type in what they were looking for, and then look through the pages. And that wasn't convenient enough for them. They wanted what they saw right then and there to be able to just click on it and buy it.
Yeah, that pretty much goes to how little attention spans people are getting nowadays.
Yeah, that goes to how people's attention span have basically diminished over time. You have 7 seconds. We had 7 seconds to gain and keep their attention. And that's where we were losing them. The influencers, they could get their attention and send them to where they need to send them. With us, however, it became a confusing mess for them when they showed up, and most likely it just frustrated them. It was like, I'm not dealing with this, and they left.
Yeah.
So what we did was that we went and we started learning from actual marketers. You know, we went signed up for their programs, and we went and we went through each of the little lessons, each of the courses, and we just was taking things as they come, and we decided to learn as much as we could, gather as much information, and then go back to marketing with, then it'll just be a matter of perfecting what we learned.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, that was very discouraging, finding out that, because we've made some sales. That was the thing about it, that we made like a few sales. Yeah. So we felt like we was on the right path. Turns out, pretty much
like the music store, we was making sales, but that's a whole different problem we had with that.
Yeah.
But jewelry, we were actually making a few sales, but
it was like a few sales here and there. It wasn't consistent. And so we found out that what happened was that we were just very, very lucky.
Yeah.
We found a few people who basically are like us, who if they're interested in something, they're going to look for it. They're going to try to find it. Especially if it's at a price that they agree with.
Yeah.
And so, it was back to square one for us, which was very, it felt like we was forced, being forced to start all over again, which, that was disheartening.
Yeah, because I think that's what discourages a lot of people, is that when they feel like they had to start over on something that they,
especially when they were proud of their accomplishments,
that and some of the money they had to put in, that it's like they don't want to constantly waste money or do something that they feel like they wasted money on when they don't even know if it's going to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were, we were down. But we didn't let it get to us to the point of giving up.
Yeah.
In fact, that just made us more determined. Because the harder we fall, that's the more determined we are when we get back up. That's just the type of people we are. We're stubborn. We're very stubborn. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've only beaten a video game because I refuse to let the game beat me. I can't tell you how many times I've actually made it through courses in schools because I refuse to come off as an idiot to people that shouldn't have even mattered to me in the first place, because they didn't have any personal stock in my life. It was just I was trying to prove them wrong with something that they didn't even know that they thought was wrong.
Yeah, because the thing is, with me, it's like, because everybody was saying I was smart and had basically good grades and stuff, and that it was rare for them to see me actually make a bad grade, I try to keep my grades up because of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was strange, like positive peer pressure.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of shaped how we kind of approach things now, because like when we seemingly have our failures, we learn from them and we keep going. So, that's why it's important to not let yourself get too discouraged. I mean, you're going to feel discouragement on certain things. Some things not going to work out the way you planned it. Sometimes it works out even better than you planned it. That's a different story for a different day. But sometimes things just don't go how you plan them. And when that happens, you need to be able to cope, you need to be able to deal, and you need to be able to adapt.
Yeah, because I can tell you that that actually goes for me with how I try to budget myself, because see how we got allowance every month and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
I actually did try to budget myself, and even if I wanted a game, depending on how much I got and stuff, I'll try to wait and see, or try to calculate what I was going to spend that month and what I was going to save. But there were things that, because we needed to get for this house and stuff, that it always threw me off. But I always try to make sure to work around that, basically.
Exactly. Or you just wait for the price of things to drop.
Yeah.
It takes a while, but eventually, you know, the price will drop. Unless it's one of those rare cases where the price goes up and you're like, oh, man.
Though that's starting to happen
more often
now.
More often than we would like.
Yeah. So you see
and
something
price dropping, it's like, oh, this has become more valuable over time. So now you're going to charge, I can charge three times what it was worth when it originally came out.
Pretty much.
But yeah. So when things don't go as you plan them, and things just go awry, you need to be able to adapt and adjust. That is very, very critical skills that you need to just be able to have in life in general. Now, on the other hand, we've had people try to help us. Like, they would personally reach out to us, and it was like, well, for so much a month, I can help you, I can put you on the right path, I can do this for you, I can do that for you, and stuff. And they actually make their stuff sound reasonable. We only found out, the first time it happened, we found out 3 months after we got into it, that it wasn't really helping. They wasn't really helping us at all. It was, in fact, making things worse. You know, like, for example, we had the stuff where we was on Instagram again. Like, we didn't give up on Instagram for a while. Like, it took us 3 out of 5 years that we've been doing this. It took us, like, 3 before we decided Instagram was not the place that we wanted to learn how to market. Like, specifically, we was gonna come back to it when we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
Because we came across some guy, I forgot his name, I forgot what he was going by, but he had good sounding ideas. You know, you have a bunch of people engaging and following and stuff, that brings your points up, and that brings your engagement up, that brings more attention, more eyes to your products, because you become a bigger part of Instagram's algorithm the more engagement you have. Well, basically, it was his idea was a fake it till you make it type deal. You know, for a certain amount of months, he can guarantee we have this many followers appear in our account, and so many engagements and so many comments, likes, and all that for a certain price. Looking back on it, we should have known better. Well, I should have known better. But it sounded like a good deal at the time, because we figured, you know, if we look successful, people will think we're successful, and that will make them more comfortable with us. That's what I was aiming for, to get people more comfortable with us as a brand, so that way they would feel more ready to buy from us whenever it was something that they seen that they liked.
Yeah, basically, it's like if they see the engagement you have, and basically how you seem like pretty good people and all that.
Yeah.
They'd be able to trust you more.
Exactly. Because that was what the engagement consisted of. You know, it was like people making statements that they wanted to buy from us, and that, you know, asking like the prices of our products, and we would give them answers and everything. And so that was the deal. Well, after 3 months, I started thinking because I started getting some information from actual marketers that the fake it till you make it thing does not work. It's not, it can, But that's a really shady way to do business. Because you're basically leading people to you on a false pretense.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. I was just thinking of... I was trying to think outside the box. And trying to draw people in. I didn't want to be that type of person. That would try to... Because that would make me feel like I was taking advantage of people.
Yeah. And make you look shady.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did not want that to be what our business was about. Or did not want that shade to fall on our business. So immediately cut that off. Found out that, hey, we were just being taken for a ride. Because we still didn't get any sales from that. We didn't even get any actual engagement. And we tried some other influencers that actually got us traffic to our store, and once again we was finding the right people this time, but no sales, because like I said, we later found out it was our website working against us.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a lesson, that was a hard lesson to learn, because it makes you feel stupid when you get taken advantage of like that. But it's one I'm glad we experienced. So that way, we know better now.
Yeah.
Do things the right way. It's more rewarding and it costs less. It's going to cost you less. Both financially, mentally, and emotionally. There's plenty of other stories we could tell, but there's a few other stories we could tell, but... You know, that would make this episode go on way too long. But, you know, we try to get some key points around conveyed here. You know, don't let yourself be taken advantage of. And don't be... It's okay to feel discouraged, but just don't let yourself get so discouraged to the point of giving up.
And don't let pretty much other people discourage you from
doing something. The reason why we didn't have a story for that is because our people... They're very supportive, so...
Yeah, pretty much, like...
We didn't have anybody try to discourage us from doing what we wanted to do.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
You're welcome.
We actually had very supportive people that really helped kind of push us and motivate us. So we didn't come across stuff where people were like, well, you can't do this because such and such and such.
Well, I have seen some people, though that's mostly online, who try to discourage others, or, you know.
Exactly. That would be the only thing we could tell you. We've seen other situations where a person was being discouraged by the people that they cared about because they believed that they honestly believed that they wouldn't be able to pull whatever it was they were attempting off. And, or they wouldn't be able to achieve what they were trying to, their goals. So, with that being said, I don't really have anything else. Do you?
Uh-uh. Nope.
So, with that being said, keep on the lookout. You know, make sure to protect yourself. You know when something's not right, something doesn't sound right. You know, it should kind of trigger in your brain because, you know, even with that situation that I described, like, I got taken for 3 months, you know? And when he first approached me, it was like, okay, it sounded like good from a business standpoint because it may give me more business. But at the same time, it sounded a little off. And I didn't listen to that part of my brain when I should have. So just make sure that you are listening to that side of your brain when it's like, something's not right. When your brain's like, something's not right about this, learn to, you know, go with it. Do your research. And make sure that you learn from proper sources.
Yeah.
And when it comes time for stuff, like I said, you're going to get discouraged from time to time. Just don't let it get to you so bad that it makes you feel like you need to give up. Because that's the only time you really fail is if you give up. And with that being said, hopefully you can take this information, take our stories, learn from them.
Don't fall into the same stuff we fell into.
Yeah, don't fall for worse stuff.
Yeah.
And with that being said, this is Desmond Mallory.
And this was Emmy Mallory.
And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow.